Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation Zulu Point 2. With improved comfort and audio clarity, Zulu Point 2 sets the standard in the premium headset market. And by Jeppesen. Jeppesen's Mobile Flight Deck VFR is a breakthrough app that delivers the smart data you need when you need it. Paper charts and scanned images can't do that. Get a demo and see the difference at the Jeppesen AirVenture 10.
Russ Niles reporting from AirVenture 2013 in Oshkosh. We're with Larry Durst and his wife Maxine, and they are a dynamic duo of the Young Eagles program. Larry, how many Young Eagles have you flown?
Right now, flown 5,300 plus Young Eagles.
Okay, and that's qualified you for the Phillips 66 Aviation Leadership Award, which you're going to receive here at Oshkosh. How does that make you feel?
Very humble. When I looked at the people that won it before us and the thinking of the other EAA members that could have won this award this year there, it's just unreal to me that we got selected.
When did you start flying Young Eagles?
The program started in 1993, and I became aware of it in 1994 when I flew my first Young Eagle. I'd flown numerous German exchange students prior to that time, but obviously they weren't Young Eagles.
So do you remember who your first Young Eagle was?
No, I don't, because it was a rally that I flew at there. So there was one of these days that you just fly kids and didn't know who. I mean, you knew them at the time, but you forgot after a while.
Well, at 5,300 in 20 years, there's been a lot of days like that. Tell me about some of the memorable flights that you've had.
Well, I think one was flying these two young girls, and the older sister was in the front seat, and the younger sister was standing up between the two front seats, and we was going over this river, and the older sister was explaining to me about the type of fish in the river, the salmon, the steelhead, the bass, the trout, things like this, and the little girl in the back was just jumping up and down, and she said, and don't forget the bait fish. And so she'd heard her dad talk about bait fish, thought that was the kind of fish you catch there, and so that was kind of exciting. And then just recently I had flown these two brothers a year before, or 2 years before, and their sister was 6 years old, and she wanted to go fly, but they have to be 8 years old. And so when she turned eight, she had her mother call Maxine to make sure she could go flying. So I put the younger brother in the front seat, the older brother and the sister in the back seat, and we'd flown about 4 minutes or so, and the younger brother was hanging on to the yoke while I was flying the airplane so he could just go through the motions. And she looked at him and she said, and if you cause our death, I'm going to kill you. I chuckled on that because she didn't realize what she was saying. After death, there's nobody's going to get killed there. And we had a very uneventful flight. We made it back on the ground.
Now, you live in Roseburg, Oregon, which is a rural area. It's in the hills just between, not too far from the coast. There's not a lot of population around there. How did you gather up 5,000 kids to fly in that length of time?
I have a phenomenal wife that does all the recruiting, and I had 4,000, I think, 30 kids, something like this, and she took over the program in 2003 because she wanted me to get to 500 kids as the end of the program. We thought stopped in December 17th, 2003, the 100th anniversary of the Wright brothers' first flight. And so it's just history now that she has gathered over 5,300 kids in a 10-year period of time.
So, Maxine, how do you go about finding all these kids that want to go for an airplane ride?
I'm lucky to have a good contacts in the school system, so I can go right through the schools. I have a form that I send out through the schools. The schools cooperate, send it home to all the parents, and then the child takes it back to school, filled out, and then I schedule from there.
Okay, everybody in the industry is worried that kids are no longer interested in aviation. Is that true?
Oh, no. They love it. We have kids that come back year after year after year, and these kids are the seeds. They're the ones that are going to eventually be the Young Eagles and the pilots and carry on in the aviation industry.
How many do you know of that have gone on to become pilots?
We don't actually know for sure. Larry knows some stories about people who have come up to him and said that their kids went on to become pilots, but as far as actually keeping track, we don't really know. I had a woman, I was at a function about a week and a half ago, and a woman came up and told me that we flew her her son about 10 years ago, and that he'd gone on to become a pilot, and now they were excited to get the younger child in, and they were going to come back and fly.
Well, you're the heart of aviation advocacy, and we salute you. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh 2013. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation. With the most FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. And by Bose. Better sound is important, which is why, with 30% greater noise reduction than conventional aviation headsets, the A20 lets you hear more of what you need to hear so you can focus on what matters, flying.